The Blockchain Symposium at the Innet Virginia Tech in Blacksburg is geared to general audiences, people who want to learn more about it from people who are already using it or have questions about how it might be used.
Most companies, the ones that are represented next week, Accenture, IBM, these kinds of companies are heavy in the space because industries are forming around this, and what we don't know what will catch on.
Kirk Cameron is a computer scientist at Virginia Tech, which has been a leader in exploring this new way of securing financial transactions. And while it's best known for its role in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, this conference is looking at verifying the chain of origin for a dizzying array of provenance and products. So, for example, if you're buying grass-fed beef from an organic farm or wild-caught salmon from Alaska, the blockchain ledger guarantees that's what you're getting.
Because you can trace every transaction of that thing, right? Whether it's currency or beef or fish, that is a transaction that can be tracked all the way back to the source. And so I can't imagine how that couldn't help our society. Technology itself is agnostic, right? It's not good or evil. It's just how we use it. And I think that there's a lot of opportunities here to use blockchain for good.
The opening reception is Sunday night, where blockchain thought leaders from around the world will explore potential uses in everything from public policy, economics, government, and education, and discuss the challenges and opportunities of a blockchain future. I'm Robbie Harris.